lecture, and you must have been pretty intimidated. I mean, you obviously had just been told all the things that were going to happen and you ought to be careful about. Now you go to meet the team. Take us into that meeting and what your reaction was. You're meeting Boudreau and...
He had prepared me for this. I wasn't that much disappointed because a lot of the players reject a handshake.
Vec had told you that when we go down there, some of these guys won't shake your hand? These are Southern guys?
Yeah, he said some of these guys are not going to welcome you like you think you should be welcome. He says you're going to have a lot of guys that don't want you here. And he says the one thing you'd have to worry about, I know who they are, and they won't be here next year. So as I went down the line, of course, those guys, they showed up. The most hurting part of that whole situation was when Boudreau said to me, you're playing first base the second game. And I didn't have a first baseman glove.
And you never played first base before?
I never played first base before. I had a second baseman glove. And a person on the team wouldn't let me have his glove. So they had to go to the White Sox and borrow a glove for me, you know, to play first base. That bothered me a little bit because
who shook your hand and who didn't? I mean, it's part of history. Can you remember?
Claire, I don't mention those guys' names. I don't think
you mentioned the ones who did shake your hand because you said
Egan and
Gordon.
Yeah.
I mean, did some guy say, welcome aboard, kid, or, you know, we're happy to have you here?
The first guy said, welcome aboard and congratulations to me was Ted Williams.
Yeah. Nobody on your team? Not even Hegan?
No, Hegan just shook my hand and said good luck. And Lem said, Lem used to always use the word meat. He said, good luck, meat, you know. And McKechnie, you know, kind of sit down and talk to me about the thing.
So the others were either they shook your hands and were very casual.
Yeah.
Or they
some
didn't
of them shook your
hands.
Yeah, yeah.
But the little things. Who was the gentleman that warmed you up for the first time when you thought no one would ever step forward?
That was a very hurting thing to me because, you know, you're standing out there and you got nobody to warm up with.
Let's go through this again. Now wait a minute. I want to take you through this slowly. You have the meeting.
I hate to interrupt at this time, but we're right at the end of tape, and I don't want to miss what's coming up. So
okay. Let me-